ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun. Mishnah starts on the bottom of Mem Tesem and Beis. Chalikas b'shmol n'chachamim. B'shmol o'im e'sholosh avonim zu, b'tzad ma'kulis asuris ushtayim etaris. You find avonim near a ma'kulis. Avid Zor, their Avid with Zikas Avonim, with throwing Avonim to it. You find other Avonim set up, Zubatadzu lined up near each other on the side of the Markulis. As if it's three, is Asur, Shtayim, Mutaris. Chabmaimim, Shaniris, Imay, Asurais, Shayin, Niris, Imay, Mutaris. It's Talif, the nearest Imay, or not nearest Imay. So Mara goes through the Shakla Vitaya, and the Mara says at the end that the Machlaikis is, B'tzad dal ramas idei, b'shmol sava isa makulis kotem, b'tzad makulis gadol, sholosh adamin makulis asura is shtayim ataris, abonan sabi eino isa makulis kotem, b'tzad makulis gadol, leishna sholosh, leishna shtayim, niris ime asura is ein niris ime ataris. B'shmol hold that such a thing in the avidzara of makulis, that they make a small one near a big one. So if you find a makulis which is not fully set up as a makulis, which is next to a big makulis, you say that that's a small one near the big one. Rabbanan say there's no such thing. So Rabbanan say it's only aser if it's nearest imai. When it's nearest imai, then there's a chashash that it fell from the makulis. It fell from the makulis, minei nafel, the chashash that it fell from the makulis. The Mara goes vaita, afterwards amamar, and Machlekes Rashi Tosis had to learn what the shear is. Rashi learns Teich Talar Amis. This is a shear of Minei Nof. This is a chashash of Minei Nofel. As long as you're within Talar Amis, there's always a chashash that it fell from the Makulis and it's part of the Makulis. And Tosis learns that it has to be Samach within an Amma that you could say, we could assume that it fell from the Makulis, it should be us. It's an interesting Tosis Achoshin, Hilchas Aveda Metzia. Simreish Samach Beis of Katan Beis. The Mechaber says Halacha. If a person finds a keli which has a simen, and there are peiros near the kli, imarim hadvarim sheim shaladam echer. If it seems from the inyan that the peiros fell out of the kli, it looks like it belongs to one person. So then the peiros is a chayv lahachros on the peiros, even though the peiros themselves don't have a simen, since the kli has a simen. You can tell that these peiros came from this kli. They also have a din of chayv lahachas. So it says the lashon of marim hadvarim shein shaladam echer. If it seems it's from one person, so the ktzayis b'ramam upayiskim sasam hadvarim leidinon shira kurva kama achi nirishum in a kli. Says the upayiskim asayisim. They don't say what's the shear of kurva that we should assume that these peiros came from this kli. So he brings out a Gemara. Niru hadar minim, ehadar minim b'avedizor, reish perik v'shmol, gav yavonim shnimtzu b'tzad makulis. He brings the machoik, Rashi and Tosis by us. The Rashi says, anytime it's within Dalet Amis, we say minei nafel, that's the shear, to say that it probably fell from there. And according to Tosis, the shear is amma, echatzi amma. She says it's going to be the same thing over here, where the peris b'tzad the kli, as we told it in the shiurim of Rashi and Tosis by us. Ktzayis goes and asks on this din, the din of our Gemara, and the din of the of Peiros b'tzad Kli in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, that the halach is Masechta Babas. We hold Reiv the Korv Halecha Achar Reiv. Whenever you have something that the kurva shows that it came from it probably came from where it's Korv to, and the Reiv Ha'olam says that we could be mistapik, it came from anywhere from the Reiv Ha'olam. So the halach is that we have to go basa roiv. Roiv is a stronger psak than the psak of korov. The assumption of korov to say that it came from the thing that was found near is not as strong as the halach that you go basa roiv. That is all the roiv that it's thought of is that it came from the entire world. So what's the pshat over here by makulis? When we find it near the makulis, we say that it fell from the makulis, which is the chayra inyan of korov. The Karev tells us that Mustaba may not fall. My lady is Lina Masarubi, you say Reiv Karev, Halecha Acharev, in the same way you swear on the din of Peiros on the side of the Kli. Why do we put them together with the Kli? We should go by Reiv Oilam. Zakta Ktois Ateretz, Fimash Akasar Amban Perikla Yach Basham, nicha. Shkosev zol shoyne vel in di matzni pirish vade di matzni. Filu rav chanina, the rei v'korv aleich acharoi v'ase, chihol av korv bul chudu al mkei me mamish. Nechazoka kan nimtze kan hoya. V'havali korv v'motzi. V'lekel man dame rei vodev. He brings Ramban in Le'achba that says, anovim that are found in a kerem that we assume they're from the kerem. The man says you can't ask over there. Reiv korav, you should go bas reiv oilam, because that's more in korav. Lav korav b'chudu b'mekayim imamish. That's its mokim. The chazaka can nimtza can haya. It's its mokim, and we're not even mistapik about it. It's a chazaka that it's found in its place, and that's where it's from. Ha'avali korav u'motzi v'lekel man d'ama reiv odif ad kam l'shayin. So he says we can use that Ramban here also by Makulis and by Peiris Pitzadakli. Chanami Yishleim of Mikrobis Makulis Teichta Al Damas Pirashi Oiteich Amal Pirish Teisvis Lav Korev Bel Chudu El Choshev Mekoy Me Mamish Havalei Korev V'motzi. Chanami V'motzi Peiris Pitzadakli says this is considered Mekoy Me Mamish, and it doesn't have the klal of Reva Korev. It's considered you found it in its place, and there's a chazaka that it belongs to the place where it's in. Chazaka kanimtza kanhoy. So he says, according to this Ramban, we can understand that over here we're saying the shir of Makarovis is Dalad Amas. And always in the sugi of Reva Korev and Bab Basra, that there's a din of Korev, that Korev is a reason to assume it's from the Dovra, from the Makam, from the, that it's Korev too. He says it doesn't end with Dalad Amas. Korev mikri ad kamish makuruv lezet tvei mizeh. Anytime that's the closest thing to it, and that is a din of korev. That's the closest place to Vitayla came from, that has a din of korev. So why over here is it only till Dalad Amas that we connected with the makulis? It should be as long as the makulis is the closest thing to it that it could have fell from. So Zakta Ktsais, because of this Ramban, because really there's a reiva oilam, so we shouldn't work with korev here b'chlal. Reiv korev is aleich acharoiv. It's only within Dalad Amas is called mekayim mamish. So you have the Ramban's din that in mekayim there's no din of reiv korev aleich acharoiv. He brings over there that the Rosh is chaylik and Ramban that even the mekayim mamish you say reiv korev aleich acharoiv. So then it's shver effect that the din of makulis and the din of peiris. Then why don't we go bas reiv oilam b'tzorachim? Ktsais brings from Sefer Teres Chaim and Le'achbar that this is the Reiv Korev Aleich Acharoiv, that's only by a regular Korev, but there's something called a Korev de Muchach, which is a stronger Korev. The Teres Chaim says the shear is till 50 Amas. It's called a Korev de Muchach. That's a stronger Korev. Then you say that Korev is even better than Reiv. So he asks on him, then Makulis shouldn't be just till Dalad Amas, should be till 50 Amas, till then it's Korev de Muchach. So he says, fair, according to the Rosh, why is the shear over here Dalad Amas? Why does Dalad Amas help against Reiv Oilam? At the end, the Ktais ends off with a Bishmuel and Ebenezer. Bishmuel talks about when they found a mace and they're looking for Simonim of the mace, looking for Simonim from his begadim or from the things he had on him. So Rabbi Shmuel says, if you found the arniki samuchloi, they found a wallet next to him, which has simonim, and we know that that wallet is his, that doesn't help. So if the wallet was on him, it helps, but if it's only next to him, it doesn't help. He says, even though we find dinam of korev, and we find in Elo Metzias, this halacha of the Mechaber says that when peiris are near a kli, we assume that the peiris fell out of that kli. So you should, when you have this arniki next to the mace, you should be able to assume that the arniki, the wallet, fell out of the mace. The Shmuel says, "Ein l'dam is dinam elu." You can't compare these dinam to each other. It's different gedorim. Ktsais argues on him. Ktsais says, "It is daima mamish l'ach tahocha." He doesn't see why you can't be medama the two dinam. And you find the perik of Shmuel by us, but that you have the same halacha by makulis, the makurovis. We assume that the alvanim have to do with the makulis. So he says it should be totally the same thing by arniki. It should be told in Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, either up until Dalad Amas or till one Amma. You should have the same halacha that within that amount, you could know when it came from the mace, and you could identify the mace with that arniki. Chasam Sofer and Tshuvas Chelik Eben Ezer Siman Nun Zayin. He brings this Ktzais, and the Ktzais is Teretz with Ramban, that's called Mekayim Mamish, and the Meiler is a Chazaka Kanimtsa Kanhayu. It's more than a Din of Karev. He says he doesn't understand the Dimim from the Ramban. It's not a Tzustel from the Ramban. Eich Shayach Leim Rocha Kanimtsa Kanhayu, Ma Dimim Yeshla Zayin Nimtsa Mesecha Gan Vekerem Mamish. So the Ramban is Taka talking when it was found Mekayim Mamish, Teicha Gan Vekerem. You found an oven within the Kerem, that's its place. But to say that when you found something within Dalar Amos of Makulas, or you found Peres within Dalar Amos of the Kli, which is, it's not Mekayim, it's not inherently its Mokim. To say that you have the Ramban's Chazaka, they have Kanim to Kanhayu, he says it's Tzorachian to make such a Dimion from the Ramban. The Nesivis in Reish Samach Beis, on that Ketzais, he says, by Peres Teicha Kli, goes Lafi Aymer Hadas, how much we can estimate the Paris would roll out of a Kli, how far they would go. He says the Ktesa Chayshin's Dimyan to Makulis, Dalar Amos, Ama, it's not exactly the same thing. Over there is a Zrika, we're talking about the throw of Onim, and it falls off it because of the Zrika. And what the Ktesa dons with the Bishmuel, when they found the Arnaki near the mace, so he says that should be a dimyan to this case. Mishmuel says he can't be medamin. So he says that should be a dimyan. So Nesiva says it's very different. He says these two cases by Peris, Besada Kli, and also by us, by Makulis, we know that this Kli had Peris. The Balaveda is saying that, at least the Balaveda is claiming that his Kli had Peris in it. So we have a reason to connect these Peris with the Kli, if they're within range that they could have fell out of the Kli. Same thing about Kulis, we know has Avonim. So it's just a question if these Avonim are the ones that are connected to the Makulis. He says over there, we have no idea that this mace had an Arnaki on him. This Arnaki could have been here from before. The whole reason to connect it is only because you found it close to it. To say that it fell from him, he says that's not enough of a reason to say that it fell from him just because we found the next it. Maybe it just so happened that he died in a place where there was an anarchy laying there. That's not enough of a reason to create a connection here just because it's Karev. Karev is when we have a connection here, so we can say that as long as it's Karev, we'll say this is that one that has to do with the Makulas or with the Kli. That's the Masivis is tying the white. It's not Daima to the case of anarchy by Mace. Chassam Sofer says there in the Tshuva that the Ktois Kash is not Shver. Ktois is asking by us, by Avonim, if you say Reiv Karev, go bus a Reiv Avonim Alma. Sefer says the Klal is, you have to go bus a Reiv Mashlichi Avonim. You don't just go bus a Reiv the stones in the world, you have to go bus a Reiv people that throw stones, that drop stones in this place. You bring such a Musig, it's a Mishnah in Machshirin, that if you find a Tinnik Mushlich, you find an abandoned baby, then even if the place is, the city is Reiv Yisrael, you don't assume that this baby is Yisrael. You go bus a Reiv Mashlichi Avonim, you go bus a Reiv to people that abandon Tinaikas, that abandon children, which is the Shvachis, the maids. So therefore you say that you go bus a Reiv Mashlichim and Shvachis. You're not telling Reiv to people in the town, you're telling Reiv to people that do such a thing. So the Chazayv says the same thing here. You don't just go bus a Reivir Avonim in the world. You go bus a Reivir Avonim that are dropped, that are thrown. If Reivir Mashlichim in this area are the people that are Reivir the Makulis, then you don't go bus a Reivir Almas. So Mil this Karev is not a steer to Reiv. The Chazayv says Kashi should go bus a Reivir Almas. It's not a steer to Reiv. Reivir Mashlichim in this area, Mashlichim Makulis. So Mil, as long as it's Karev to the Makulis, that's in that area, with a Mashlich to the Makulis, then the only thing you have here is the Karev to the Makulis, and it's not a steer to any right. There's Dr. Chassam Seif. Sman, Simon Reishman Tess, Sifkotan Vav, has a similar Yisayid to the Ramban. It says if Aveda was found, Hamaytse Aveda, Makam Shitzol, Matsuyim Shom Chayiv L'Hachish, L'Nisiyah Shom Bailim, and it says it's Talion Motzim B'Makam Shereiv O'Ivim Shom Yisrael. You found it in a place, in a street, or in a shuk, where the passerby is there, are Yisrael, and it's Chayiv L'Hachzir. It's told you, the people that pass by that street, it's, in fact, the smile, why don't you say, Reiv, Korav, Holchem, Achar, Reiv, you should go bus a Reiv here. could have came from anybody in the city, even though the people that passed by this street are Karev. You say, Reiv Karev, Halchan Acharev Eir. So, the Smile, Yamina Kane, Alhecha, that Karev, Ainu, Bemokim, Shanim, Tisham, Atzmai. Tzuchim, Loim, Mashabol, Sham, and Mokim, Achar. He says, the whole klal of Reiv Karev, that Halecha Acharev, is when you didn't, Karev means, let's say, the case of the Gemara Babasa, you found a Horug, you found someone that was killed outside the ear. So, we don't know if he came from the city which is close to it, or he came from the Reiv Ha'ilam. So, it means you didn't find the Horug in the place itself that you're being tailed in. It's a question to be tailed in the close place or to be tailed in the Reiv places. So, the Kliya, if it came from the Karav or from the Reiv, so the Kliya of Reiv is stronger than the Kliya of Karav. When you found it in the Makim of the Karav itself, like over here, like the Smah, when you found it in this Shuk, and you want to say that it fell from the people in this Shuk, so it's not a question of connecting it with a place which is nearby, but now it's outside of that place. It's you're saying it was found in the place of the Karav itself. In such a Karav, Zavada better than Reif. And Prima Godim and Simon Samach Gimel and Mishpatzois, Sivkotan Beis, brings this Sma Benegeya Basar also, Basar that's Nimtza in a Shuk, which is Reif Yisrael, or a Shuk, which is Reif Goyim. They tail in Reiv of the Ivrim in that Shuk, you're not tail in the Reiv here. So it brings that from the Tuas Shar that is Mitzayin this Sma, that you don't say on that Reiv Karav Halech Achar Reiv, since it's Nimtza in the Makim of the Karav itself, on that there's a din that the Karav is Adif. Same thing over here, by Avnei Makulis, you could say that this is the Makim itself, we're not being Taila in something nearby. Mora continues. The Maisa of Markulis, that they were Machapa by Drachim, they used the stones to pave the street. Mora's Ikra Abon in the Parshi, Ikra Abon in the Loi Parshi, some were Pirish from using it, some were not Pirish from using it. Umrabiachin and Benon Chokadosh, Mahalach Aleim, Vanan Nifrish Mehen, Benon Chokadosh, Maninu Benon Chokadosh, Menachem Berb Simoi, Vamai Korole Benon Chokadosh, the Philip Tsurus of the Zuzulay Mistakel. The Mora says that he was Rabbi Nachman Bar Simoi was a special Kaddish that he wouldn't even look at the tzura of a zuz, of a coin. He wouldn't be mistakel. He wouldn't gaze at the tzura of a coin. And even he would walk on these drachim shechipubans. So how could we be more machman than him? So Taisa says on this din of tzurus of the zuzulay mistakel, this chasidus that he had, that he wouldn't look at the tzura of a zuz. In fact, Taisa says, Taima ma chasidus ikabazet. Harminim perik shoyel. The yukna atzma asur l'stakel afilu b'chayil. K'dechsev al tifnu el alilim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem Tez brings, the Gemara says a person is not allowed to be mistakel in any form. The yukna atzma af b'chayil osu l'stakel bo, b'shum shenemer al tifnu el alilim. My Talmudo mevchon al tifnu keil midaitchem. Al tifnu el alilim, we learn from that pasuk, don't take keil, don't take the Hashem out of your heart. If you're mefani your heart to other things, you're being mistakel in other things, that takes a person's mind away from Hashem. So Tais asks, what's the big midas chasidus here? The Gemara is saying over there, it's asim ikar adin. So Tais is Hashem is b'tzurus of the zuzus shiragil liris batadir l'shayich pa'afna afilochi le'mistakel. Tais is a tzur of a zuz, which a person is ragil and he sees it all the time. It's not something that's going to turn his mind to it. It's not shaykh, it's mefana libetit. So that's why it's mutam ikra din. Their midas chasidus was, they wouldn't even be mistakel on that. The Taisis and Shabbos there, on Daf Kuf Mem Tes, Taisis says, he asks the same kasha, they see, the Gemara of Edizar says, only Benam Shal Kadoshim wasn't mistakel, but Tzuru Su Dezuzah. It's like Taisis Mechal Dachrina have a mistakel, as much as everybody else was mistakel on Tzuru Dezuzah. It's like Taisis, you see from this, that it's only talking about a tzur of Avodah Zarah, a tzur that was made for Avodah Zarah, and that is the isra of Altifnu Lalilim. A person shouldn't look at tzurus of Avodah Zarah. If a person has an interest, even if he's not being over in it, he has an interest in studying the tzur of Avodah Zarah, of looking at it, being ma'ayin in the tzur of Avodah Zarah, that's the isra of Altifnu Lalilim. But a tzur that was made Lenoi, it's tzur is just a regular form, regular statute, it wasn't made for any type of Avodah Zarah. There's no isra of Altifnu Lalilim. So it comes out as a big machlekes, Taisus in Shabbos with Taisus and Avodah Zarah. What is the Isra of Altifnu Lalilim? Is this asking to be mistakel in a tzur of Avodah Zarah, or is asking to be mistakel in any tzur? The Rambam in Perek Beis from Avodas Kechavim brings this Isser. The Rambam says, "For Rabban Chibro Oivde Kechavim Bavidasa Heich Ikra Bavidasa Mamaser Mishpat." There's a lot of books that Oivde Kechavim wrote about the derech of being Oivde by Zora. Tzivon Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalukas Beis and Svarim Klal. Hashem is mitzavos not to read those Svarim at all. V'le Nahar Above V'le Bedavim Dvarei. We shouldn't think about it, any of its inyonim. Says even to look at the dmus of the tzur of the zora is aser, because it says a pasuk al tifnu alilim. So Rambam's clearly bringing this gemara in Shabbos, penigeya, looking at the tzur of the zora, like the way Taisus and Shabbos learns. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufman Beis in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is also mashma like that. The lashon of the mechaber Sif Tezvav, also l'shmoye klei shir shel alilim. A person cannot listen to music of avodah zara, or l'stakel b'noye alilim. He can't be mistakel in noye alilim. Zok to the meshach in Sifkat Muhammad Gimel, aval tzuris shenasu l'noye v'loy la'avod mevur b'taisis rosh demut. The mechaber saying only tzuris that are made for noy alilim, that are made for noy of avodah zara, it's also to be mistaklin. But tzuris that are just made for noy ba'alma, nothing to do with avodah zara. Mavu b'taisus v'rosh ha-mutter, he brings taisus and Shabbos, and the Rosh and Shabbos, that says that it's mutter to look at be mistaklin and be nana from the riyah of other tzuris, which is not like taisus b'yasa. Taisus b'yasa is saying that it's also in all tzuris. There's a little bit of a steer in mechaber in this, achrayim asked, the Mechaber in Siman Shin Zayin and Hilchos Shabbos, the Lashon of the Mechaber is, he's talking about on Shabbos what you're allowed to read, what you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, Dabar Dover. So the Mechaber says, Melitzis and Mesholom Shalsich HaSchulim V'Divrei Cheshik, you're going to say for Emmanuel, V'Chem say for Mechamais, also Likus B'Em Shabbos, Af B'Choyl Osam Shemesh of Leitzim. He says, a person should not read books of Divrei Cheshik and Sich HaSchulim, because it's the Isra of Moshe of Leitzim. And then the Mechaber adds, besides for this, Moshe of Leitzim, which is even B'chol, nothing to do with Shabbos, besides for this, Moshe of Leitzim, he says, Oiv Mishum Al Tifnu El Alilim. A person's Oiv the Lav Al Tifnu El Alilim, Le Sifnu Keil Midaitchem. You should not take the Machshav of Hashem out of your heart, put the Machshav into other things. So he's clearly learning like Taisus and Shabbos, like Taisus and Avodah Zarah, that the Israel Tifnu is on anything, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. We're talking about here reading Divrei Cheshek and Sichas Chulin. Anything that a person's mefana his heart to an inyan, which takes it away from machshavas of ruchnius, that's the Israel Tifnu El Alilim. Del Yerabba, Taka asks over there on the Mechaber, that the Israel Tifnu El Alilim, in fact, there, Kosu Taisis, that's only talking about Asuil Hashem Avodah Zarah. Avolanoi Mutter. Why is the Mechaber saying Avodah Yoiv Al Tifnu El Alilim? Taisus says that's only talking about by Diukner. It's also Hashem Avodah Zarah. V'chach Kosev Rosh. V'chach Kosev Aguda Perikol Tzlamen V'Rabbeinu Yeruchim V'shach Yerudei Soif Sim Kufman Beis. So Akhtal Yerabba V'af She Taisus Avodah Zarah Dafnun L'Kos V'Kain. Even though Taisus by us and Avodah Zarah says that it's going on any Tzura, not Dafka Avodah Zarah, Yichidohu neged apoyskum sheyveisi, Dr. Taisus is shita nove de zoros, a das yachid, keneged Taisus and Shabbos, and the Ben Yeruchim, and the Aguda, and the other Rishonim that say that it's only going, and the way we have the Rambam also, that it's only going on a tzura of a de zoros, not on shar tzuras. The Magen Avraham over there, in Shin Zayin, on that Mechaber, brings the Machlaikis, Oivim Meshum Atifna Lilim, Sok the Magen Avraham, a Taisus and Rosh Kosu, Dafka Beduk Nasu Yilshem of a de zoros, Oivim, Avul b'avodah zara dafnun kosva taisus afilu b'chol diuk na'asa. Zok tetz machlekes taisus and Shabbos with taisus and avodah zara. If it's going on every tzura, only tzura avodah zara. And he says, ha'ilam noigim kesvara rishayna. He says, the velt is noig like the first svara, that it's only, the isra is only on a tzura that was made for avodah zara. The Bir Halacha says there on the Mechaber, it brings also the two days. Taisus b'Shabbos haRosh Tafka b'Diuk Nasuyos Shem v'Dzara v'Lanoi Shari v'Chei Mashma Das Shari Poiskim Yesh Machmirim Gam B'Zeh Taisus v'Dzara Dafnun. Like that, there's a Yesh Machmirim Taisus v'Dzara is Machmir even by Shar Tzuris. Blashner Shiurei Brocha from the Chida in Yerdei Kufman Beis, as he says, Hayori Dvar Hashem Yochash. A person that is Yori Dvar Hashem, Should be choishish not to gaze and be ma'ayin and other tzuras and pictures and paintings and forms, because it goes into the isra of atifnu alilim. There's a guda in the end of Perikolot Slamim that says that the isra deraisa is tak only on tzuras of avodah zarah, but there's an isra drabanan even on shar tzuras. The interesting tshuva from the Arugas HaBaisim, from the Chos Terov, in the Chaim Simon Lamites, somebody asked him about going to circuses, watching the animals, and he wants to say that to Kal V'chaimer from this Isra of Altifno Lalilim, that if it's also to be Mestakel Batsura, then Kolshkein, to get so involved with that, is also being Mefana Kael Miliboy. It's obviously that Arugas HaBaisim is only according to the Yesh Machmirim, the Taisis in Avodah Zarah, that's learning that has nothing to do with Tzura of Avodah Zarah. But according to the Rav Paiskin that I say, like the Magen Avraham says, Minik Kisrar Rishayna, then the Arugas HaBaisim's Cheshbon is not a Cheshbon, because it's only something that has to do with Avodah Zarah that goes into Al Tifnu Al Alilim. The Shaila, however, could come up. People go a lot of times to museums or other displays where they show different old things, a lot of them are of a desaurus, and people are mistakel on them, and stare at them, and look at them, and gaze at them. Could go into this question of altifnu alalilim. There is, however, interesting Yerushalmi over here in Perek Gimel that the Achrayim bring, that the Yerushalmi says that of a desaurus, which was already bottle, which they mevatel, just like we have all over bittel, makes a mutter bano, that when again, this isser also of altifnu alalilim, the isser of steering at Avodah Zarah and being mefani and machshavatit, after the bittel, the person is allowed to be mistakel in it, Yerushalmi says, because of a pasuk, be'koris rishoyim tira. When rishoyim get cut out, a person should see it. So be'koris rishoyim tira. So therefore, Avodah Zarah, which is bottle, many of those Avodah Zarahs are bottle already, it's in Ichu Avdeh, they dropped it, they stopped being over it, they stopped using it. Like upon him, a person needs to ask a shayla such a thing, but there is such a shalmi brought down. So Magen Avraham says in general, the Isra Vistaklis is not Beriya Ba'alma, it's only Vistaklis. Just like it says, Magen Avraham is Medama, it says a Mistakl, a person shouldn't be Mistakl, but Keshes, Simon Reish Choftes, and Shulchan Aruch, a person shouldn't be Mistakl, and the rainbow, that it says over there only Mistakl, but Yoyser. Someone that's intensely gazing at it. But just to give a look, Riyah Ba'alma is Mutter. So Magen Avraham says the same thing here. Riyah Ba'alma, Shari, you just shouldn't get involved. Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings the din from Gidol, and Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, and Rav Minayim, Takrevis, and Vidischal, and Shain Labatei Lailamis, Shnema Vyitzmedu Labalpo, Vyechlu Zivche Mesim, Mahmes, Ain Labatei Lailam, of Takrevis, and Vidischal, and Labatei Lailam. Gemara learns from the Pasuk that calls takrevis of itzar zivche mesim, just like a mace never has a bittel to its iser, takrevis of itzchavim also ein la betel loylam. There's no bittel. The din bittel that we have by itzar that's matir pano. There's no such thing by takrevis of itzar. Even if you fully mevatel it, and like the Gemara says, they laid it down for a street. They use the carbon of itzar for something else. There's no such thing as bittel on it. Chayr, an interesting din. That the kravis of Avodah Zarah should be more chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch says on this din, Takrev te'en lebitl, brings the drash of the chsiv zivchei meisim, ameisein lebitl, and the Vitzchavim came in early at time. Takrev is gorem el atzme. He said, what's the reason that Takrev should be worse than the Avodah Zarah itself? It's like that the el atzme v'noyen kluyim b'shlei musay. The Avodah Zarah itself is totally in its shleimus, in its wholeness. As long as the thing is shalom, they serve it. Once it gets broken up, they're not over it anymore. He says the story is that takrevis is not totally in its shleimus. They can be makrev in front of it, even a crumbed up thing, even something that's not a davar shalom. So it's not totally in the shleimus rezach. So therefore, bittel is not a matir in them. The prisha brings a different svara, kasev mashal b'biuris mag hatam Takrevis u'makiv le'lihus atzmoy. Afuke v'dizor k'gan psilim einan elo demyoinis v'ein mamoshus behen. He says all avodizoros are just forms that represent a certain kayach. It's not the kayach itself. They bow down to it because this form represents that kayach. So they don't give a mamoshus really to the thing itself. It's just that this thing is representing that kayach. Shenkin, he says that takrevis, they're being makrif to the kayach itself. They're being makrif to l'hus atzmai. So that's why it's more chomer than the avodizor itself. And then he finishes off, Efshal derech kabolish takrevis keletis miyad ruach atumah. He says the ruach atumah sticks to the takrevis, and therefore it's asul oilam. Miri here on the Gemara says that since the gedev zivchei mesim, the Gemara says later, is talin avoidus and as b'fnim, it's daimut to the avoidus that you do b'fnim. She says it's like a carbon, just like a carbon doesn't have heter elamis, kach takrevis avidizara in libitl. Just like a carbon never gets a heter, it's like a kedushas haguf, and it's something that never gets a heter. It's the kreves avodah zarah also, it's like a type of carbon, it's a carbon for avodah zarah, so there's no such thing as a heter on it. The chalais of the carbon is a chalais in the guf, and it stays forever. The Gemara says, a man deloy porish, and the man de omar that was not porish from using this Avne Markulis, Oma Beinan came Prim Vleka. That he says it doesn't get a din takrevis because Beinan came Prim Vleka, since they don't do an avoid, which is Daimut to avoid this Prim, so it doesn't get a din of takrevis. So Mele helps Bittel on it, this doesn't have a din of takrevis, Ein Lebetele Lamas. So once they paved it into a road, they'll Mavatel it, so they weren't punished from using that road. So Ritva brings the Kasha from the Ravid, Tais really also. Performs the kasha, and Cain feels so shevim v'chipem drachim yimataris. So, factor it was. Why do you need bittul altogether? The Gemara says only because there was a bittul that they were chipem ben drachim. If you're saying it's not keim prim, it doesn't get a din takrevis, so it's never chal in a takrevis, so you don't even need bittul. Doctor it was tears arrive it zal chimahani masheini keim prim. I know inyan sheyeli bittul. I'm a kol mokim bittul tzorach kavei dezar. The arrive says a tremendous chiddush. That this whole tonight that Takrevis needs Kaim Pnim is just that it should have the Chaymer of Takrevis, that Takrevis is Ein Lebetele Elamas. That it's Daimut to Zivche Mesim, it's Daimut to Mes, it's Ein Lebetele Elamas. But even if it's not Kaim Pnim, Zakhtar Raivit, it's not less than Avodah Zarah Atzma. L'maisa, they were makrava from Avodah Zarah. It becomes a chelik of Avodah Zarah. It gets its serum of Avodah Zarah, just like the Avodah Zarah and the Noy Avodah Zarah, the Mshamshe Avodah Zarah. It's just to have this level of takrevis that's Eda B'Teila Elamis, for that you need Kein Pnim. Ritva says, Eda Nochim, Mehecha Teisel on Issa Zeh. He says, where do you get such an Issa from, this middle level of Issa? Kibin the Lesse B'Chal HaShachel Zuchem Yechelu. B'Chal Zuchem Yechelu. The whole Issa of takrevis is Nilmad, that it's also something that you make from Avod Zara, is only Nilmad from Zivchem Yechelu. Chel Zuchem Yechelu, Zivchem Yechelu. He says if either it's included in Takrevis or it's not included in Takrevis. If it's not a Takrevis, it should be Mutter. If it is a Takrevis, it should be Ein Lebetele Elamas. Where does the Ravid get such a level of Takrevis that it has Isser like Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't have the Chaim of Takrevis, Ein Lebetele Elamas. Hanochin Zokter Tva, Shadas Azok Avodah Malkulis, Yilu Takrevis, Yechshu Gam Ken Malkulis. He says that when the people throw Avodah to Malkulis, they have in mind two things. They have it in mind as a Hakrav, as a Takrevis. They also have it in mind that it should become part of the Avodah Zarah. Those Avadim should join the setup of the Avadim of the Makulas and become part of the Avodah Zarah. Megadol Avodah Zarah, they're adding to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Avagav Loi Misri, Vidin Takrevis, Mishud Lehavi Kein Prim, Misri Vidin Avodah Zarah Atzma. He says, even though Taka doesn't become a Takrevis, therefore it has Bittul, but it does become part of the Avodah Zarah itself. It's Megadol Avodah Zkechavim. And Mitzad that, it needs a bittul, has an Isra of Avodah Zarah until you mevatel it. And that's really the Lashon Taisus by us also. Taisus says that, Miyu is Tzuriyu de Misra, Mishub de Nasam Vitzchav Matzav, the Kamal Mishmaitz, and Taisus, even though they're not Takrevis, but Lamaisa becomes Avodah Zarah Asma, Shitas Taisus or Ritva. Kaponim, the Gemara says, there's a din that you need Kaim Pnim, Lukuli Alma, to have a halach of Takrevis of Avodah Zarah, that's Ein Lobetele Lamas, has to be Kaim Pnim, Daimet, Avodah Pnim. Taisus goes through different hechatimtzes that they have these days or in Taisa's times that they would be makif for Avodah Zarah. Taisa says they would bring wax candles and light them in front of Avodah Zarah. So Taisa's dons if that should be takrevis. Taisa says mikayach this gemara it has to became pnim. We don't have such a avodah b'fnim of lighting wax for a hakrava. So mele it's not also takrevis. Taisa says the most it could be is an iser noy. It's noy Avodah Zarah, and because it's only alts noy, it has bittel. Takrevis wouldn't have bittel, but since it's not takrevis because not came pnim, it's only noy. So noy has bittel. So Taisa says once he puts out the candle, being mechabit. Putting it out, that's the biggest bit. Ein lecha bittel gadol mizeh. The shuvin erets lad likar. He's not interested in having that noy anymore for Avodah Zarah. He's going to use the rest of the wax for himself. So a male, that's a bittel in the noy. But Taisa says takreiv is a tzichet not because they don't have keim pnim. The man is just moisif. The man says even though we have hadlaka samanoyre b'fnim, apish ha'isa hadlaka b'fnim, ein avoida. Kedaminim sechti yumit. The Gemara says hadlaka is not avoida. Hadlaka is ksheir bizar. It's not avoida. And the man says, "Lein shabu avodis shum kein prim el zivuach lekita v'nisach v'shtachavol." He says the only avodis kein prim has to be davka zivuach shechting or haktara or nisach. The Gemara says also zrika v'shtachavol. These are pegged al misis, but to be medamet hadlokas amenayru that doesn't make it kein prim. Another svar the man says is that they don't even have in mind to bring it as a takrovis. It's just brought to be mechabed to give cover to Avodah Zarah, but not b'tayrus. A carbon to Avodah Zarah. Taisus goes right, he talks about other Echatimtas, they had things that are Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, the Malbushim of the Kaimrim, the special clothing that the Galachim wear for Avodah Zarah, that he says is just a noy for the Galachim himself, it's not a noy for the Avodah Zarah. But he says the Klei Machto, the pans that they do Haktar in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's called Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, and it needs Bittul. And the Meila, the Gemara says later, selling it is not called a bittel, even though he's selling it off and you're not using it anymore for Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara says the guy hopes that the lekeach will continue to use it for Avodah Zarah. So the Meila, Mechir is not a bittel. So they says, who then? All Meshamshe Avodah Zarah also, just like the Gemara says by the Avodah Zarah itself, who then the Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, the Mechir is not a bittel on them. And Ban is Chaylik on this Prat. And man says that that's only where the Gemara is talking about the Avodah Zarah itself. When the Lekeach will see it, will see the Avodah Zarah, so the guy hopes that he'll continue using it for Avodah Zarah, so therefore the Mechira is not, he's not selling it off, it's not a bittel. The Meshamshim, he says, are not nicker as Meshamshim, it looks like a pan, like any other pan, or whatever it is, the Meshamshim, these kalim that they use, the cups that they use in the front of the Avodah Zarah, looks like any other cup. So therefore, once he sells it off, that's a bittel. There's no reason it should be nikah to be used weiter as Avodah Zarah. So Ramban says Avada, that's a bittel. At the end of the Taisus finishes off with the Machlekes Rashi with the Ri. That Rashi says is mashma that this whole tonight you need keim pnim, there has to be Avodah, which is daimah to pnim, is only by things that we're not mark of those items themselves b'fnim. Like over here we're talking about Avonim of Makulas, more later talks about Eitzim. But such things that were marked of these things themselves of Nim, and Rashi holds, even if you don't do Avodah Kein Pnim, just bringing in front of Avodah Zarah is enough to make it Takrevis. And the Ri is Chaylik, the Ri says, Mashmin, the whole Sugya, that the only way for something to become Takrevis, if you do a Maisa Kein Pnim in it, even things that we bring in the base of Mikdosh, if you don't do a Maisa Kein Pnim in it, doesn't get a din of Takrevis Avodah Zarah. And as Isaac the Rosh, like Taisus, that's Mashma, that you always need a Maisa Kein Pnim, even on things that were marked of those things in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues in the days. The Gemara brings a Braisa. Maslim Zamen Meshviyas, Vein Maslim Zamen Bemoyed. Certain Avoidas in the Elon that you're allowed to do on Shviyas and you're not allowed to do Bemoyed. Maslim Rashi says is taking the tilas, the worms off the elon, mezamin, putting some type of fixing up the elon around the elon. Kapon of these things are a mutter on shvius and also on chalamoyit. The Gemara says it's a very shver braisa. The Gemara goes through exactly what was shver with the braisa. First, the Gemara says
Maika Koshle, Lema Moya, the Shvis, Koshle, Maishna Shvis, the Shori, Maishna Moya, the Osir. Maybe what he had to show with the Brisa is, why are these Malachas, Mutter and Shvis, and Osir Chal Moya? Look, that's not a Kasha, Midomi. Shvis, Malachas, Rachmana, Tircha, Shori. Moya, the Philip Tircha Namios. Shvis, the Torah Asad Malach, not Tircha. These things are not Malacha, they're just Tircha. By Moya, the Philip Tircha Namios. By Moya, it has to do with Tircha. Even Tircha is also on Cholamayit. So it's Mashma from the Gemara that it's Cholak together of Malacha by Shvius and Cholamayit. Cholamayit, Tikkur is Tali in Tircha, Shvius, Tikkur is Tali in Malach. And this is a big need in an Achrayim, what's together of Malacha and Cholamayit. Just touch on it. The Lashna Gemara and Mayit Cotton, Daf Beis and Beis. Gemara is talking about there also chalukim that you find between shvius and moed. Gemara starts off tanan mashke beis shalchem and moed b'shvius. There was a kula to be mashke beis shalchem, a field that needs to be watered all the time, and otherwise it will get ruined. So it's a davra aved. It's mutter to do it on chal moed and on shvius. Gemara says bishlem and moed bishem tirchu b'makom pseid the shari. By moed we can understand. The Isra Chalamayir is because of Tircha, so there's a Pseida, Chamul Mat, and Hashviyas, in fact, the Gemara, you're doing a Malacha, why should it be Mutter? So Rashi says, what does it mean, Moyed, when it stands? Rashi Bishlev, Moyed, Shemachi Shari, till the Asr Bishum Malacha, Elam Shem Tircha. The whole Isra Malacha of Chalamayir is only because of Tircha. Chom Makam Pseida, Shari Rabbon, and the Mittach, Bechayel, Shemayid, Makam Pseida. The whole Halacha was that they didn't want a person to be Matriach and Chalamayid. So, but Makam Pseida is a Svara to be matured. Yireyim in Simon Shindalad says, Lamadnu from this Gemara, this Lashna Gemara, by Misrael Melechas Tairach. The only thing that's Asna Chalamoid is Melechas Tairach, work that's a Tairach, not anything that has a Shem of one that Alam and test Melechas, has to be a Melech of Tireach. And he ends off there, therefore Melech Muetes Bebeisei Mutter. Regular small household Melech is Mutter and Chalamoyit. And the truth is that Smak and Simon Kuf Tzadihei brings on the Gemara says, it's Mutter Lito Gavshushus Bemoyit. Gavshushus, if there's a little bump in the ground, they had earth floors. So he wants to chop off the bump in the earth, smooth it out. Which on Shabbos and Yontif is a Malacha Deraisa of either Chayrish or Boina, but it's Malacha Deraisa. And it says a chalamoyid, it's mutter. So the Hagoyis have been the parrots, and the smack says, "What's the pshat? Why is it mutter? It's not. There's no tzayir chamoyid, and you're not doing it with any type of shinui. Even if it is tzayir chamoyid, you're not doing it with any type of shinui." So Dr. Hagoyis have been the parrots, and even though after chayim is from chayrish, even though it's malacha deraisa of chayrish, pirush riva the malacha shein a tayrach. It's a malacha which has no tayrach in it. It's a kleinikai, it's a small thing to take it off. So therefore, there's no problem of malach and chalamoid. It's a loshen and a mishnah brewer there also. And that mechaber says, mutter lito gavshusha shebebayis, tzim tovkov mems of beis. The mishnah brewer says, mishnah dinatilis gavshusha lesba teirach. It's something which has no teirach. So mela, it's mutter and chalamoid. It's based on this yisai that the isra of chalamoid has to do with malachas teirach. There's a lashon of Ritva and Ma'id Katan Daf Gimel. Ritva says the whole time that the Torah asks Malacha and Chalamoid is that a person shouldn't be busy being matriach b'malacha and will take away from Simchas Hamoid. So it has to do with the Tircha. Tumas Hadeshen and Simon Kufnun Gimel says the same Yisoid. He's talking about being Chayli Behemois. If a person's allowed to milk a cow, On Tisha B'Av, there's a meaning to Isra Malacha. So, he's Medama, he says, you find that on Chalamoid, we're allowed to be Chayla Behemis. So, how could Tisha B'Av be more Chami? He says, Chalamoid, according to the lottery Shainim, is Deraisa. Or, according to other Shainim, is Drabonon, Tisha B'Av is only a minig. So, how could it be more Chami? Zakta, Omnam Nira, the Yesh Lechalik. It could be, it's not a riot. Chalamoid, Isra Malacha, Mishum Shvisu. By Chalmoy, the main point of the Isra Malachas, they want you to rest. Shor Rabbanu Kol Malachas Hedye Tishainish Al Tayrach. So Meil Rabbanu Wamatir, anything which is not a Tayrach, which is not a Tirch on the person. chei mashul tzeich simchas hamayit. Shein ke menias malacha b'tishvah mishum inayu. B'tishvah, the point is inayu, Rashi says, k'dei shis ane inayu lem sheyu b'teilu mimalacha. It's inayu to them, they should be bottle for them malacha. So maybe even, if he tam zei yishayim l'chol malacha b'in shal teirach elay, maybe it makes no difference to teirach or not. Upon him, he's saying by chalamayit that together is malachas teirach. It's a similar thing that Biralacha brings in Simon Tovkuf Memhei, that it says they are locher a gerus sholim. It says a person's not allowed to write on chalamoid, writing business tzrachim or other tzrachim. But a gerus sholim is just writing a friendly letter. He's writing a letter to his friend. Is mutter on chalamoid? There's a big question exactly what the heter is. The Bir Locher brings there a loshon of the Shibayli Aleket and Simon Reish Chafei. Dr. The Shibayli Aleket. That since it's Shaila Shalom Gradle like a Tircha Bach Ksiva, Vaidomil Mlocha Klal, Hulka Chmutud Lehavi Kimetail Baalm, says it's not a Tircha on the person, such a Ksiva is like a pleasure thing to write a Yigeres Shalom. He says like someone's Metail Baalm, like he's taking a walk, a leisurely walk. It's not a Tircha on him, so it's not cool. It doesn't go into the definition of Melocha for Chalamoid. The Melocha of Chalamoid has a different definition than Melocha of Shabbos and Yontif. It's not a tereich on the person. Memela, it's different than Lamashla Biralacha talks there, but writing cheshbonis of pragmati, of business, is a tereich on the person, something that he has to do. But to just write a Sheol Psalm is a pleasure thing. That's not a tereich on the person. So the Shibayli Aleket says that's the reason for the heter. It's the same Yisoy that has to do with Malachas Tereich. There's a lashon of the smag in Loisa say I and Hey. He says the reason for the Issa Malacha Chalamoyed. When a person is tereach and chalamoid, it looks like he's mevazes and meyadis. The Hagoh, the Hagoyis Mashal brings from Marashtain, the Lechain mutter kosher mati. He says, therefore, the person's allowed to do kosher and mati and chalamoid, even if it's not letzerech amoid, to tie a knot, to untie a knot, because these things are not, it doesn't look like a tereach from Malach that he's being mevazes and meyadis. It's light work. That there's no isser of mevazes and meyadis in them. There's a meiri in my cotton yitches that says there's no isser haitzah on chalamoid. A person wants to carry on chalamoid. There's no isser, even if it's not l'tzayruch hamoid. Some want to say that's the pshat. There's no isser haitzah because it's not a melechas tayrach. Haitzah is not a melechas tayrach. So therefore, it's not also on chalamoid. Because of this, you saw it. Shem Zalman Paskin, that person's allowed to light a match on Chalamoyed, even if there's no Tzairich, there's no Tzairich Hamoyed in it, because these type of small, light Melachas, Melachas She'enin Shal Tzairich, and it doesn't go into the Isser of Melachas Chalamoyed. A lot of these Dinim are not so poshut, exactly how it's said, the Paiskim say that even if someone is doing the Melach in a way that this particular oifen that he's doing doesn't involve Tairach, but it could be if the Malacha in general is a Malachas Tairach, then it's also B'chol oifen, even if he's just doing it in a very small way that it doesn't have any Tairach involved, but the Malacha is a Malachas Tairach. And this Halach of the Agoyis Mashal, that he says the Kesher Matir's Mutter, the Emes is the Chayodim in Simen Kufyud, Oysir Aleph, is Oysir to do Kosher matra chalamoid shloyu tzayich hamoid. He says taka, you have the melachis, the surim of kosher and matir, as long as it's not the tzayich hamoid. There's a famous chiddush from Amudei Or in Siman Lamed Hey, and Chazanish and Erechaim Kuf Lamed Hey is also machmer on it, and that says not like those that a matir itzah on chalamoid. He says that the isra of itzah on chalamoid. One is not allowed to carry, just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't carry from Shayachad or Sarabim or Inner Sarabim on Chalamoid unless there's a Tzairuch Hamoid. I mean, if a person's carrying for no purpose, he has just stuff in his pocket, they're Machmir, not like the Meiri that we said before, they're Machmir, that there's an Israel Tzah is Noig on Chalamoid, and you have to have a Heter of Tzairuch Hamoid. A Raya they bring to it is because the Gemara and Sukkah has cases that the fana is that a kosher for sukkah migid havi doifin the Shabbos havi doifin the sukkah. But since these mechitzas are mechitzas b'negei hilchos Shabbos, so it becomes a mechitza for Sukkah also, migui that it's a mechitza for Shabbos, a mechitza for Sukkah. It's mashma over there, in the Rif, in the Poskim, that it's kosher kol shiva, it's not just kosher on the days of Sukkot that are Shabbos or Yom Kippur, it's kosher on Chol HaMoed also. Even though on Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't have the migui. You can't say migui that's mechitza for Shabbos because there is no Israel tzor, so it's not negated in mechitzas. So the Mudeor brings a raya from there, that you see that there's Israel tzor even on Chol HaMoed, and mainly even on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you have the migui that's daifin for Shabbos, the daifin for Sukkot. The Chaznish was also machmer on this, even though Reif Paiskim hold that Haitzah doesn't go into the Malachas of Chol HaMoed, but Chaznish was machmer on this. In the Lashon of El Gemara itself, that says a few Tirchanami Yasser, it could be madcha that maybe it's not a riot that only Malachas Tirach is also Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is saying also Tirchan Yasser, a few Tirchanami Yasser, even when it's not Malacha, then Tircha itself is also, we find things are also on Shabbos and Yantif also because of Tircha, even when they're not a Malacha. So, Mitzad the Gemara, in Avodah Zorah itself, you could say that the Gemara just means to say that when it's Tircha, which does not involve Malacha, that Shvius doesn't have an Isser of Tircha, and Chol HaMoed has an Isser of Tircha also. There's no Raif from our Gemara that something which is a Malacha, when it's not Shal Teirach, would be Mutter and Chol HaMoed. More continues on the bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Yehuda Merab, Rabbi Yitzchav, Mishoiv, Dinei Sebe Makol, Shova Makol, Bufanei Achayiv, Zorak Makol, Bufanei Apotter. Rabbi Yitzchav, that they serve it with the Makol. Rashi says, the Mekashkishim, Bufanei Bemakol, they bang in front of it with the Makol. So if he was Shova Makol, Bufanei, if he broke a Makol for it, in front of it, he's Chayiv. Zorak Makol Fenev, he just threw a Makol his pot. Amle Abay, the Rav Maishna Shav, the Abel Klein Zvicha, Zorak Nav, Kein Zvicha, Zorak Nav, Abel Klein Zvicha. What's the difference? Breaking it is like a Shechita, so throwing it should be like a Zvicha. Amle Be'in and Zvicha, Mishtar Beres, like, it says it has to be done with the Zvicha Bifnim, which the Zvicha spreads out, it's like sprays around. Shechita, you just throw the thing and it lands in front of it, Zorak Makol Fenev, not done with the Zvicha Bifnim. Rashi's medayik to Lashon HaGemara, Avodah Zchavim Sha'iv Dereis of Makal, only such an Avodah Zchavim that they serve it with a Makal, the Mekashkashim Lefanei B'Makal. But if they don't do anything with a Makal for this Avodah Zorah, and somebody will go and break a Makal for this Avodah Zorah, it's not going to be Chayiv for that. Even though we're saying it's Daimut Tezvicha, it's Kein Zvicha, the Gemara is saying it's Daimut Tashchita, breaking the Makal in front of it, and the Klal is for the avoiders of Pnim, like Shechita and Zrika and Aktora, Yichai by every avoiders Zora, even one that's not Darka Bekach, even avoiders Zora, they don't serve it that way. Any avoiders of Karbonis with Pnim, Yichai, if you do it for any avoiders Zora. So if we're saying this is Kein Zvicha, Yishbechai for any avoiders Zora, why do you need Davkan avoiders Zora? Shoev Dan Yisra B'Makal. So Rashi says, because even though we're saying that the Shvira is considered like a Zvicha, but Lemaisa, it's leshayich b'fnim. It's not mamish the type of shechita that you do on an animal b'fnim. It's not that's not cool that you did avoid this p'nim that you should be chayv on any avoid zara, which is even shalika d'arka. It's only such an avoid zara that they serve it with maklis, the mekashkish in front of it with maklis. So for that avoid zara, the makl is considered like a behemoth. That's the item that they deal with for this avoid zara. So that is its behemoth, you shechted its thing in front of it, that's considered, that's b'makom behemoth. Like the Shainim say, it's regila, but this is a thing that this Avodah Zorah has with, so that's considered for it at the kribis. But for any Avodah Zorah, Shabbat Olam, we're not saying that it's ke'ena azvich of a behemoth, shvichai v'chol Avodah Zorah. That's a Rashi's medayik to Gemara. Ban is chaylik on Rashi, here in Chedushim. Ban first brings rise in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says maybe Gemara Sanhedrin is not the Maskana, and he brings a raya from the Mishnah, Vaitan and Aleph. Kaponim Ramban comes out, not like Rashi, that he says it's Uudim any Avodah Zorah, since we're saying it's Kein Zvicha, and the Loch is that Zvicha is Chai, every Avodah Zorah even it's Ein Darka Bekach. So Shavu Makos, Takagan Michai, every Avodah Zorah, even Avodah Zorah, that has no Avodah that has to do with Makos. So why does the Gemara say, Sha'iv Dereis of Makos? I was just telling you a chiddush that even when they serve with a makel, even when they serve the Sevei Zor with a makel, but zrika is not enough. Zorik makel from El Potter, because that's not the derech how they're able with the makel. They do other things, maybe nekashkishon from El, but they're not zorik from El. So that's not called darke bekach to be chayiv on it, unless you're going to make it into a kain zvicha, and then you need zrika mishtaberes. Kaponim hayoytzei that it's machlekes Ramban and Rashi. If this dag of Kain Zvicha, the Gemara says that Shvirus Makal is Doimit to Zvicha, is that enough to make it like the Avoidus that Achayev B'chol V'Zor, even one that's Ein Dag of Bekach? Or Rashi is saying that's only Ba'ofen where this is considered its carbon, so Kain Zvicha is considered that you did a Maisa Shchit in it that should be Nesal Stakrevis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.